God, today was stressful. They've been working me like a horse ever since I got promoted. But hey, at least there's one silver lining, I mean, at least I have the evenings off now, so we can hang out together. You know, just like before. Yeah, it feels like it's been months since we've talked, even though it's only been a week, but we're here together now, so go on, tell me, what's new with you, Not too much? Oh, me? Oh, well, I mean, I've just been getting more tired every day. I mean, with how much they've been working me over there. I mean, you can't even imagine the people that I work with. It almost feels like they promoted me just because my new coworkers have an obsession with Kitsune. I mean, I cannot go 10 minutes without some weirdo asking me how I take care of my fur or if they could scratch my ears. Honestly, just because I like being petted doesn't mean that I like it when random people come up trying to do it. I don't know, I just... I kind of hate it, honestly. But, you know, that is one reason why I like you. I mean, you've always given me the space that I needed to be comfy. It's been really nice, and I don't really tell you that enough, so... So just thank you. Really. I mean, I never thought that when I moved away from home that I'd actually have a roommate that I felt relaxed around, you know? Yeah. I mean, I've always had issues when it came to strangers, but with you, I've just always felt right at home here. So just thank you. Hey. It's okay, you know. I can tell you want to scoot in so you can pet me. And I don't mind if it's you. Just make sure you commit to this, okay? I haven't been waiting all week for a chance to spend time with you for you to just, you know, bail because you're a little sleepy. Okay? Good. Now, also... You've been acting a little strange recently, so before I forget, is there a reason you've been sleeping on the couch? I mean, every time I come home from work, I've had to cover you in a blanket before I go to bed. I mean, are you okay? Is the AC in your room broken, or do you just keep falling asleep playing video games all night? No, it's not a problem. No. Honestly, it's a little cute seeing you all tuckered out and curled up on the couch. Like a sweet little kitten, no matter how tall or how old you are. Ah, goodness. Do you remember those first few weeks? Yeah, whenever you would so much as accidentally brush up against my tail, even just the littlest bit, you would always just turn this bright red and just jump like 15 feet away and apologize like crazy. Oh, yes, you did. Maybe you don't remember, but I do. I remember how cute it was to see you getting embarrassed over the smallest things. Then you got that girlfriend, and I'm happy that you've been happy these past few months, and she's really cool. I think you work really well together. Hey, are you all right? Right. Well, no, I'm just asking because you've been a lot more quiet than usual tonight. Are you upset because of how little time we've been spending together? It's been pretty rough, I know. I mean, between your girlfriend eating up all of your time and my job just eating up all of mine, I don't know, I've barely gotten to see you at all. So tell me, just how are things going, by the way? I mean, have you given her the ring yet? I mean, you spent a lot on it. So it'd be kind of a shame if she didn't look... Wait, what did you say? She... She broke up with you? Why? When? What happened? A week ago? When I was... Oh, no. When I was at work? So all week, just every time I saw you crashed on the couch, did you... Oh, sweetie, did you fall asleep waiting for me to come home so we could talk? Oh, God. Oh, sweetie, I am so sorry. Oh my, oh, you have been waiting all of this time just for me to leave just before you even wake up in the morning? Oh, sweetie, oh God, I'm sorry. No, look, I'm here, okay? Don't cry. Well, no, actually, it's okay to cry. Cry all you need to, okay? Just let it all out. It's all right. Right now, I'm all yours, okay? I don't work tomorrow either, so I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, just talk to me. Cry if you need to. It's more than fine, okay? Just let me grab a blanket and get us comfy, okay? Do you maybe want to come to bed with me so we could cuddle easier? All right, come on, let's go. Yeah, just let me get settled in here and lift the blanket up. Yeah, here, come on in. There we go. I'm all snuggled up. Good. Now, talk to me. What on earth happened? I thought you were both so happy. You were always all smiles when you came home from dates with her, and we picked out that ring together. Wait, don't tell me. Did she turn you down when you showed it to her? Wait, what? She cheated on you? Wait, how could... No, I'm not going to calm down. No, she cheated on my friend. What, how could she do that to you? What, oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to squeeze you that tight. I just, fuck. She hurt my best friend. How could I not be angry? Well, yeah, of course you're my best friend. Did you not know? No, that's not what matters right now. No, look, right now, we need to figure out how we're gonna get back at her, okay? I'm thinking we still have those eggs in the fridge, okay? And we could just leave one outside of her bedroom window to rot or... You don't wanna do that. I see. Okay, listen, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? But even if she hurt you, I know those kinds of feelings don't just get up and disappear, you know? I mean, you remember a year ago, right? When my ex cheated on me and you got so angry that I had to stop you from just marching right up to him and scratching his face off? Yeah. Jeez, well, I guess I get how you were feeling, you know, back then. No, hey, no. You don't have to apologize. No, hold on to me as tight as you want, okay? I can stay here and give you scritches all night if you like. No, of course not. Why would I mind? It's honestly pretty relaxing for me, too. Hey, what are you gonna do with the ring anyway? What? Do you want me to have it? No, I'm flattered, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think. Oh, so you just want me to sell it back for you? Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, I'll take care of it for you. Is there anything else you need? I mean, neither of us work tomorrow, so maybe we could just sit in bed and I don't know, maybe eat some ice cream together, or maybe, oh, you know, we. Hey, that's not fair, okay? You can't just kiss me like that when we're like this. No, I'm not trying to yell. I just look, you know I love you, right? Of course I do. I mean, how could I not? You, oh, sweetie, no. You are just the sweetest person and the best friend I could ever ask for. No, even back when we first moved in together, I mean, when I was still with my ex, I honestly, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't at least have a little bit of a crush. But hey, now is not the right time, okay? I mean, you're vulnerable because of everything that's happened to you, and I don't want to take advantage of that, okay? I mean, I'm not turning you down. I just this much has really made my heart flutter. But I mean, maybe in a month. Yeah, a month. In a month, I mean, you can see how you feel, and then, you know, if you still want to be with me, then I'll happily take you up on that. Okay? Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I mean, for now, just please, just focus on yourself. I mean, you need time to heal and just let all of your feelings out, alright? I mean, does that sound okay? Good. I promise, I'm not going anywhere anyway. No, it's okay. Even if it's like this, it still made me a little happy. All right. Maybe one more kiss would be fine. But afterwards, you go to sleep, okay? All right, come here. All right. Good night, sweetie. And I'll see you tomorrow.